When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Kyle Shanahan just hung Brock Purdy out to dry in a preseason game. I will discuss that and more next on the Grant Cohn Show. Welcome to the Grant Cohn Show. My instant reaction to the 49ers' riveting, thrilling 16-10 clutch. Important preseason win over the New Orleans Saints. We need to talk about Brock Purdy. As he's in the game, I'm sure everyone's wondering, like, why is Brock playing? Because Brock is not playing well and he's getting hit, which is not what you need in August. So if you didn't watch the game, Brock Purdy, along with Jake Brendel and Colton McKivitz and no other starters in the offense. Those were the three starters on the field for the Niners. Colton McKivitz, the right tackle, who the cheapest right tackle in the league. Jake Brendel, who's maybe the worst starter on the team, and the franchise quarterback, supposedly. And Brock was running in circles, buying time, looking for people who weren't open, forcing passes, trying to make plays, running around, looking like a chicken with his head cut off. He was throwing to Trent Taylor. He was trying to throw passes behind Nick Sakel and Jalen Moore and Jake Brendel. And so what the hell was... That was the question. Kyle, why did you play Brock Purdy tonight so he could get knocked on his ass three times and throw the ball to no one? I asked that question in my instant analysis. Then we went and talked to Kyle Shanahan, and he was asked, why did you play Brock tonight and like only two other starters on offense? Why Brock? And Kyle was like, we thought he needed more work. What does that mean? It means that Jake Brendel needed more work. Colton McKivitz needed more work. I mean, he's one of the worst right tackles in football. And Brock Purdy needed more work. Jordan Mason didn't need more work. He had hip tightness. God forbid he played through that. Juwan Jennings didn't need more work. He had an oblique strain. All of a sudden, anyone with any type of injury didn't need to go tonight. But Brock had to play. You know why? You know, we've been talking about it in camp. Brock isn't having a great camp. He's throwing a lot of interceptions, and the players say it doesn't matter. The media says it doesn't matter because they're afraid to criticize someone who's good. But we don't know how Kyle Shanahan feels. Oh no, we do know how Kyle Shanahan feels. He feels that Brock needed more work tonight, and he felt good. It's like, what work was he going to get throwing to Trent Taylor and Eric Sobert? Not only that, Kyle wasn't calling plays. So that's another, asset he didn't have. No supporting cast, no offensive line, no Kyle Shanahan against the Saints starting defense, and they were blitzing. So like no game plan, no protection, no supporting cast against a good defense that came to Levi's with something to prove. Like, hey, you know, I know you guys aren't really taking this seriously, 49ers, but we want to make a statement today that we actually improved this week because we're not good. We're mediocre at best, so we actually need to make a statement today, and you guys can sleepwalk if you want, or like expose your franchise quarterback to a bunch of hits. Great. Wonderful. So why did Kyle Shanahan do that? I'll go further. I asked Kyle Shanahan, how would you assess Brock Purdy's performance? Now, before I got to ask this, Larry David. Larry Kruger jumped in and asked, Kyle, how do you assess Tanner Mordecai? Which kind of annoyed me at the minute. I love Larry, but I'm like, can we get to Tanner in a minute? But I'm glad he did it, because Kyle's answer about Tanner was so interesting. And then I asked right after about Brock, and it, like, the juxtaposition of the two questions was just perfect. So Larry, thank you. Question was, what do you think of Tanner Mordecai? Kyle's like, I liked him. Really enthusiastic. Really thought he did good plays. Yeah, I thought he was good. Good assessment of Tanner Mordecai. He threw six passes. Completed four of them. Didn't play a lot. I thought he was good, was Kyle Shanahan's answer. Then I asked, okay, well, what was your assessment of Brock Purdy, all things considered? And he goes, well, you know, 2-3 and outs, that's not great. Now, of course, he didn't get a lot of opportunities, and there's not a lot to go on there, but he did miss one potential big play on a keeper. But, you know, there wasn't a whole lot for it to assess. So Tanner Mordecai throws six throws. I thought he was great. Really good. Undrafted rookie free agent. Brock Purdy, the starting quarterback of the team, throws six passes. Kyle Shanahan says, you know, I think he could have had a big play on this one. The 2-3 and outs weren't so good, but I can't assess. It's like, let me say two negative things and then say, I just can't make an assessment, though, after I made an assessment about the undrafted rookie quarterback and said he was good with the same sample size. Isn't that strange? Isn't it almost like, I mean, look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but like, I've never really believed that Kyle Shanahan is all in with Brock. Kyle Shanahan is more critical of his quarterbacks than I am. Listen to what Chris Sims said about Brock this offseason. Kyle and Chris are best friends. Chris called him the 16th best quarterback in the league. I think Kyle probably agrees with that. And so what Kyle did today was show everyone, all right, everyone thinks Brock Purdy's so great. Save my job. Transcends the offense. Let's see what he looks like without Christian, Trent, Banks, George, Debo, Brandon, Juwan, Jordan, Kyle Juszczyk. Let's take all of them and me. I won't even call plays. Now let's see what he really looks like. Because doesn't Kyle like to think that he's the star? Like, yeah, Brock's good, but I make him look great. The supporting cast makes him look great. He was nobody 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he was almost an undrafted free agent. He was the last pick in the draft. I made him a draft pick. We could have had him as an undrafted free agent. I made him. He was nothing. And now he's going to get $60 million a year? What about the next undrafted free agent? Who's to say I can't get Mordecai? Because you know what? He was good tonight. And let's be honest about Tanner Mordecai. He has a strong arm. Stronger arm than Purdy. I'm not saying he's Purdy. We'll talk about Tanner at length in a minute. I'm talking about the way Kyle Shanahan thinks. Do you think he really thinks he needs Purdy? Or does he think he created Brock Purdy? If he thought he needed Brock Purdy, he'd give him an offensive. I mean, the Niners can run block. The offensive lineman can execute Kyle Shanahan's run blocking scheme. But when it comes to pass protection, that's among the worst pass protection in the league. That five, even with Trent Williams on the field. No Trent Williams. I'm thinking, no Brock Purdy tonight. No. He goes out there with no supporting cast and no Kyle Shanahan calling plays. To me, that's Kyle Shanahan making a statement saying, you're not that valuable. If he dies, he dies. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. To quote Rocky, Rocky IV. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. Sorry, it's football. What do you say? Hey, man, you got to play. You got to go out and play. Yeah, except all the other starters who are really important. He's the starting quarterback. He finished fourth in the MVP voting last year. He was a Pro Bowl quarterback. If he was really the franchise quarterback, he'd be the first person you wouldn't play in this game. So look, this isn't me reaming Brock. I think Brock's good. I just think it's funny how Kyle Shanahan treats his quarterbacks. And I don't think that Kyle's as eager to give Brock the extension as Jed is. And I think we're going to see Kyle be subversive all year. And I think we saw it tonight. Now, Brock was asked, I asked Brock, when did you find out you were going to play in this game? And he said last week, they came to me after the Tennessee game and asked me if I wanted to play. I don't know, man. If your employer comes up to you and asks you if you want to work, is that a question you can say no? Like, Christian and Debo can say no because they've already gotten paid. But a guy who's trying to get the big payday, hey, Brock, do you want to play next week? No, I'm good. There's one answer you can give to that. Yes, I want to play. I love football. Yes, more. Thank you. Hey, guess what? You're going to have Colton and Jake, and that's it. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brock, Kyle, for making my life so much harder. I need that. I'm going to learn. Look, man, Kyle Shanahan's a genius. You guys all know it. He has the ability to make players look good or make players look bad. He could prop them up or he can cut them down. Was he propping up Brock tonight? He could have done nothing, could have sat him. Did Brock improve tonight? He got a feel for the speed of the game. He's been in the league for years. He got a feel for getting knocked on his ass tonight. That's what he got. Felt he needed some work. He led the league in passer rating last year. Felt he needed some work. Okay. But Debo didn't. Kyle Juszczyk didn't need any work, but Brock Purdy did. Leonard Floyd didn't need any work, but Brock Purdy did. Diamador Lenore didn't need any work, but Brock Purdy did. What? You tell me Kyle's not taking a shot at his own starting quarterback. Explain that. Smacker44 says Matt Breida should make the 53. You're getting way ahead of... I'm getting there. Joshua Wyatt says that 3rd-and-12 in the first drive felt like a setup. Everyone in the stadium knew Brock was about to take a hit. Strange. Strange. Remember, Kyle Shanahan is the coach who said that he wouldn't run Johnny Manziel on a zone as a zone read quarterback because he didn't have the speed to get to the outside, and if he ran him up the middle, he'd get killed. Then he ran Trey Lance up the middle and broke his leg. This is Kyle. Q became a YouTube member. Thank you, Q. LocoAnt1624 says, Kyle does some of the most head-scratching moves. Is it head-scratching, or does it make complete sense if you understand the way he thinks? So, yeah, I thought that was kind of strange. I'd love to know what Brock Purdy privately thinks of that. Let's talk about the backup quarterbacks. It's preseason. Josh Dobbs came in after Purdy and played like a good backup quarterback. Checked the ball down, made smart decisions, didn't take any risks, bought some time, had some long scrambles. He looked way better than Brandon Allen. Brandon Allen looked like a coach on the field. You ever hear people say, hey, that guy's a coach on the field? Yeah, Brandon Allen is a coach on the field, not a quarterback. He could throw a football. Remember last week when the announcers were saying he had like a really strong arm? I mean, he's got an arm. He's got a face. He's got shoulders and legs. But I wouldn't say he's got a really strong. I would say it was a weak arm. But he doesn't. He could make the team, but if Tanner Mordecai plays, I'd like to see. I think Tanner Mordecai's better, faster, stronger arm. Doesn't know the system as well, but that you could hire Brandon Allen as a coach tomorrow. If you release Brandon Allen, I don't think any other team signing him. Hire him as a coach. He could be a coach in the quarterback room. You don't even need him. You have Brian Greasy. I like Tanner Mordecai. He has a strong arm. It seems like he was more comfortable in a game setting than he was in practice. He hardly gets any reps and gets like 2 or 3 throws a day. He threw a bunch of picks this week. But in this, he gets like a quarter, and you could see he's got a strong arm. He's tough. He's got and he can run a little bit. I mean, he's already ahead of Brandon Allen in those things. Nothing against Brandon. It's always good to have a coach on the field sometimes. Always sometimes. But I think Tanner Mordecai showed that he's got a little more juice there. And Kyle seems to like him. So that's let's get away from what they should do and go to what they will do. I think Kyle, I'm going full conspiracy theory here. I think Kyle wants to show that he can create the next quarterback. He's going to try to prove that Brock Purdy is dependent on him and a creation of him by propping up the next guy. And maybe Tanner's the next guy. Seems like he doesn't have Brock Purdy's poise. Brock Purdy has this very calm, almost bored demeanor in the pocket, which is such a great demeanor. It's the Aaron Rodgers demeanor. It's like, this is easy. I can literally stand still. And then right when it looks like he's stuck in the mud, he has this he's gone. So he can go from being flat-footed to making people miss. That's Brock Purdy. I don't know that that's Tanner Mordecai. It's very few quarterbacks. It's one of the things that is so intriguing about Brock Purdy. It makes you think that he legit could be a franchise quarterback. Tanner doesn't seem to have that. But you've seen a lot of good quarterbacks with quote-unquote happy feet. Peyton Manning was constantly resetting his feet and shuffling. Jeff Garcia. Yo. The fire alarm just went out at Levi's Savior. Attention. An emergency has been reported. There's a fire. That's probably not real, right? I'm going to keep talking about football and I'm going to risk my life because you guys want to watch cogent post-game analysis. I'm thinking there's a 32% chance that there's actually an emergency. So I'm going to keep going. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. You guys saw me. I was on film. I have evidence. I didn't do it. It says don't use the elevators. I wasn't going to use them anyway. Juan Neri says, can you hear that? It's annoying. Juan Neri says, I'm so furious. Purdy got hit 3 times. Are you? Me too. Purdy without starters tonight. So odd to me. Do you think Kyle Shanahan heard me talking and like laying out exactly what he was thinking and he pulled the fire alarm? He was like, nah, we got to end this. Do you think that happened? Oh my God. Grant's speaking so many truth facts right now. Pull the fire alarm. I shouldn't accuse him. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just wondering. It's what I would do. Did I ever tell you that I pulled the fire alarm in first grade? I did. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was maybe 7 years old and it was a rainy day and we had to go and write our names down if we were going to have lunch in the cafeteria. And you know, I was about that lunch. They had great Hot Pockets. So I was trying to get a Hot Pocket on a rainy day and the teacher made a mistake. She put the list on the wall next to the fire alarm and I had just learned to read. I was in first.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Great. I was reading all kinds of stuff and the fire alarm said pull here in big letters and I was like, I'm just following directions. And I remember one guy, he like wrote his name and then like kind of like drummed on the fire alarm with his pen and I was like, oh my God. And that drew my attention to it and I was 7, so I pulled the fire alarm and then the alarm went off. I was so surprised, like they weren't joking at all. And then we all had to evacuate and the fire station came, but they couldn't get mad at me because I was 7. But the principal came up to me and just gave me one of these. Like, what happened? And I was like, in clear English, it says, pull here. Why would you put, I'm 7, I told her. Why would you put a sign like that around 7-year-olds? And then they took my credential. I could never go back to first grade. It's a true story. They stripped me of my credential. Shut up! I'm starting to think it's real. Grant is on fire. Mark says, Grant literally about to have a hot take. Grant is smoking. Can you hear this? Can you hear it? Is it as annoying for you as it is for me? I hate it. This is the only way they can stop me. Should I evacuate? Or is my life in danger? No? Okay. Sweet. Who's running back to Mason or Mitchell? All right, cool. Let's keep going. Let's talk about the running backs. You know who's me too on the 49ers? Cody Schrader. Cool story. In practice, may have a future on this team, not now. Practice squad. Because the thing about Cody Schrader, he seems like he's tough, aggressive, but he's not big or fast or explosive or powerful. He's not going to make guys miss or get yards after contact or be a big threat as a receiver. He seems like he'd be a great practice squad, the best. But 53-man roster, I don't think so. I'm thinking, what am I thinking? I think Matt Breida should be the RB3. Matt Breida, bring him back. He looks fast to me. He looks quite explosive to me. Hold on. I forgot to do the thing that I'm supposed to do. The show is powered by BetUS. Sponsored by, yes, I'm doing a post-game stream. Powered by BetUS, the number one online sportsbook. I should have shouted them out 20 minutes ago. But I'm doing it now. This is a bonus BetUS stream. I already did two this week. Doing another one because they're so good. And I wanted to give them some love in a post-game stream. I got almost 3,000 people watching. So Matt Breida needs to make this roster. He's better than Schrader. Schrader can go to the practice squad. No one's poaching Schrader. Elijah Mitchell might not. Does Elijah Mitchell need to make this team? Has he been healthy for more than 2 months at a time since in the last 3 years? It might be smart to keep a running back who's healthy. Crazy thought. I don't know. It's really hard to do a post-game stream over a fire alarm that won't stop. It's annoying me. I don't like it. But what choice do I have? The show goes on. Wide receivers. Trent Taylor started. He doesn't need to play another snap for the 49ers. Like, the dream is over, Trent. Let it go. Jacob Cowing looks good. He's been healthy for like a week. They've been slowly increasing his usage in camp. He gets about 2-3 catches a day in camp. Hard to tell what he's going to do. He made one really nice catch a few days ago over the middle where he had to jump really high. He's like 5'7". And then today I thought he looked one of the faster guys on the field. He was explosive. You could use him on end-arounds, gadget plays, slants, screens, fades. He had a beautiful out-and-up move. He had another one where he was deep. He looks good. I don't know about Ricky Pearsall. I'll tell you, Ricky Pearsall does not look as explosive as Jacob Cowing. Jacob Cowing has another gear that Pearsall doesn't have. Oh, my God. I like Jacob Cowing. Right now, he seems like the most promising of the rookies. I keep changing my mind on this one. It was Cody Schrader at first, and I'm like, psych. Then it was Dominic Pooney, but like, I just because dude is playing on the Niners offensive line, like a lot of backup offensive linemen in the league could play on the Niners offensive line. So he's playing by default too. We're going to need to see a little bit more from Dominic Pooney, but Jacob Cowing seems to be doing good stuff. 83, giving the Niners something to be excited about. They need some speed on their offense. They need a deep threat, especially if Brandon Ayuk isn't ready or back, and it's Cowing. It's not Danny Gray. Trent Taylor better not make this team. Chris Conley clearly will. The six wide receivers, who are they going to be? Debo, Ayuk, Jennings, Conley, Cowing, Pearsall. You know who's not going to make this team? Ronnie Bell. which is too bad. Like, it seems like he can get open. He's explosive. He's versatile. He can jump. He just can't catch the ball. This is the most acrobatic catches of any wide receiver. I mean, drops of any wide receiver ever seen. Throwing to him is basically a bad idea, but throwing to Cowing seems like a pretty good idea. Now let's take a moment to check out what BetUS has to offer tonight. Because are you looking for a new sports book this football season? BetUS is the answer. They have the fastest payouts in the industry, 125% sign-up bonus up to $2,000 on your first three deposits, fast and easy deposit and withdrawal process. Just check out my link in the description for 24/7 personalized service, 365 days of the year, live wagering on all major games, best betting variety in the business, 10% back on net losses twice a year, and your very own personal account manager. So let's make a wager. Let's go football. Football. Okay. What do I want to see? NFL player stats. Quarterback interceptions. Where is Brock Landers Purdy? There he is. Over under 9.5 interceptions. Over or under? Last year he had 11 in 16 games. This year he's thrown lots of picks in camp, and Trent Williams is not here or in football shape. Brandon Ayuk is not in football shape. I'm going to go with the over because it seems like the smart move. I'm going to put $100 on that. I'm going to put $62.50 on that. It's the most I can. Aaron Rodgers, 7 picks, over under. I'm going to bet the under because I don't think he's going to stay healthy long enough to throw more than 7 interceptions. That's the way I'm thinking. I can only put $60 on that one. Let's see. Baker Mayfield, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. C.J., I think he's going to go over. I feel like he's getting too hyped. He's a second-year player. I'm going over for C.J. Stroud. This could be a hater. Player hater of the year. Jones, 8.5, clearly over. Obviously over. I mean, easiest one of all time. This alarm is still going off, which means this is probably a real fire. Deshaun Watson, 9.5, over. No, he's getting hurt. He's getting hurt. He's not making it through the season. I hate to predict that, but come on. And I'm placing my bet. Boom, boom. Let's see what I'm putting down. 290 to win 250. Confirm. Is it not that easy? It's that easy. That's why I love BetUS. And this fire alarm that won't stop. It's really great. It's soothing. I love alarms. I love piercing loud music. Or just noises that are annoying. I love them. Okay, tight ends. So Kittle didn't play. Eric Sobert started. Clearly the number 2 tight end. He's a good blocker. He's not much of a receiver. After him, Braden Willis, kind of a good receiver, not a blocker. Same with Jake Tongas. And then you got Cam Latu, the former third-round pick. He got a lot of targets tonight. Let me get his exact stat line. 5 targets, 3 catches, 30 yards. Those are pretty good numbers. When I watched Cam Latu, I saw a guy who was getting knocked backward on impact, not running through people, not a bulldozer, almost a guy who was bracing, and a guy who fumbled and then recovered his own fumble. So I guess he'll make the team because why not? Like, it'll be Kittle, Sobert, Willis, and Latu. Those will be the 4 tight. I mean, they already cut Logan Thomas, but I would imagine that Cam Latu will be a healthy scratch every game. And that's a third-round pick. Speaking of another third-round pick, this is kind of out of order, but Jake Moody. Jake Moody missed a 51-yard field goal. Are you guys getting a little concerned about Jake Moody? It seems like he's got a very strong leg, but his mental game isn't quite. I mean, there was a lot of pressure on that 51-yard kick. He missed it. He shanked it. That was like a drive that landed like 75 yards to the right. He really, 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 really shanked it. I don't know about Jake Moody. He kind of reminds me of me as a golfer, like really good on the driving range. But as soon as you like get in a game situation and you start putting pressure on yourself, completely unravel. Weak mental game, me. So when I say that he may have a weak mental game, say that, just understand that it takes one to know one. When someone like me sees someone melt down, I'm like, boom, that's what I do. Like when I watch Kyle choke in Super Bowls, I'm like, that's exactly what I would do if I were in his position. I would melt down like that. Like I wouldn't know a rule, or I'd forget to challenge something, or I'd just start doing a bunch of stuff that's uncharacteristic to me because I have a weak mental game. Great athlete, strong hand-eye coordination, quick twitch. It's the mental game that holds me back. I absolutely, for sure, would have been a professional athlete. You pick the sport, but it was the mental game that held me back. Just like Jake Moody. I am the Jake Moody of podcasters. He's the Grant Cohn of kickers. Final topic, offensive line. My God. That's all I have to say about it. Terrible. So far, who do they have that's healthy on the offensive line? Trent Williams isn't here. They have Jalen Moore. Aaron Banks is hurt. Nick Sakel is healthy. Jake Brendel's healthy. Dominic Pooney's healthy. And Colton Kivitz. Those are five. Burford, hurt. Feliciano, hurt. Banks, hurt. Williams, not here. So who are the backup offensive linemen now? Drake Nugent? I gotta say, man, the Niners, like, usually don't have a good offensive line, but I feel like this year's offensive line is worse than usual. And I feel like if I were a fan of the team, I'd be nervous about it. Like, is the quarterback going to get hurt? I don't have the best memory, but I think it was like a season ago where the starting quarterback got hurt week two. The backup quarterback got hurt week 13. And then the third string quarterback got hurt in the NFC Championship game. Like, and that offensive line was better than this offensive line. So Nick Sakel shouldn't ever. And he's the backup left. He's the backup center and left guard. Is John Feliciano going to retire? Has he practiced once this offseason? They gave him a contract and he was like, oh, psych, I'm hurt. They gave him a one-year deal. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm not playing this. Thank you for the contract. Other than that, I think the Niners look great. Big win over a momentum-boosting win. Something they can really use to fuel them in a must game next week. Loco Ant, we got you. Two Socks 42 says, I had a resident with dementia in a nursing home that used to do that. She would read and spell out the word and then follow through. We had the fire department out there weekly. Me and her. I told you, I had dementia at 7 years old. Still have it. Nicholas V says, Cowing is better than Pearsall and the rest of the wide receivers. Cowing looks better right now than Chris Conley has ever looked. Jacob Cowing was the best news. Jacob Cowing and Tanner Mordecai and Matt Breida. Josh Dobbs is what Lance should have been. He's number two. They're different. Like, Trey Lance is the most unique quarterback ever because he had no experience. He's still never gotten benched in his life. He got hurt, but he's never gotten benched. He's just not experienced enough to play. I've never seen anything like it. James Wiseman was kind of like that, but basketball, you can put a guy out on the court. Lance is literally not experienced enough to play, and it's not his fault. He never should have been drafted that high. He's a product of COVID, and his career may never work. but he should go play somewhere. It's not going to happen in the NFL. He should go to like, shut up. He should go to like Canada, NFL Europe. Honestly, just play, man. It might work out for him if he, it worked for Jeff Garcia to do that. I think that's what he has to, I think he has to leave the NFL. I'm sorry that he does. Okay, I'm going to quit fighting the fire alarm. I can't really hear myself think. I think I talked about the most important things. I'll be back tomorrow with Ryan and then Larry. Thanks for watching. For the record, this is because people are scared. I'm thinking there's an emergency. I'm going to try to go save my life. If you don't hear me, if you don't hear from me tomorrow, call the police or the fire department. See you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.